English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Binta est une villageoise qui n'est jamais venue en ville. Son neveu, Nando, l'accompagne en voyage à la grande ville. Écoutons leur conversation. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. Binta confond le jardin public avec un champ. 2. Nando est surpris par l'attitude de sa tante. Vous répondrez aux trois questions suivantes. 1. Avec quoi Binta confond-elle l'immeuble? 2. Pour Binta, que représente un bus? 3. Avec qui Binta confond-elle une ONG? Vous entendrez des expressions pour s'exclamer et aussi des expressions pour marquer la possession.
Here we are, Auntie Binta, the big city.
Wow, Nando! I've been told that things are different in this part of the world, but I never imagined this. What a big cement hut! Look at it!
A what? Cement hut? Auntie, it's a building.
And who is it for, Nando?
I think it's for an NGO.
And look at this wide farm.
That's a public garden.
Oh, look how huge that house is. Whose house is it?
That's for an NGO too.
NGO must be rich. Where does he live?
It's not NGO, but an NGO, non-governmental organization.
Oh, look at that. A moving house. A whole family is inside it. Do they drink and sleep inside? How strange.
That's a bus, and they are passengers. They pay to get in and go to work.
Pay? For traveling in such awful conditions. I'd rather use my legs or take my faithful little donkey.
Auntie, here in the big city, we like to get things done quickly.
Well, nephew, I don't understand why everyone is in such a hurry. What a crazy life!
Vous venez d'entendre Nando et sa tante découvrir la ville. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Binta confond le jardin public avec un champ. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Nando est surpris par l'attitude de sa tante. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Avec quoi Binta confond-elle l'immeuble? Elle confond l'immeuble avec une case en ciment. 2. Pour Binta, que représente un bus? Pour elle, un bus est une maison qui se déplace. 3. Avec qui Binta confond-elle une ONG? Avec une riche personne qui s'appellerait NGO. Pour marquer sa surprise, Binta a choisi des exclamatifs. Répétons-les.
What a big cement hut! Look how huge that house is! For traveling in such awful conditions.
Ces phrases utilisent what, how et such pour mettre l'accent sur l'adjectif. Voilà d'autres exemples.
What a crazy life. How strange. Everyone is in such a hurry.
Répétons enfin ces phrases.
And who is it for, Nando? Whose house is it?
Whose et who indiquent la possession ou bien des questions qui ont attrait au possesseur. Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Nando faire découvrir la ville et ses quelques infrastructures à sa tante Binta. Nous avons aussi appris comment s'exclamer. Nous avons enfin appris à demander qui est le possesseur en utilisant who et whose. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Interview, un entretien professionnel. En français, on dit aussi interview. Dans la conversation qui suit, nous allons entendre un entretien avec Mr. Blake. Il parlera de la compagnie où il travaille et de ses responsabilités dans cette firme. I work for a Chinese company.
I work for a Chinese company, International Robotics.
Je travaille pour une compagnie chinoise. What does your company manufacture? Que fabrique votre compagnie? We manufacture industrial equipments and robots.
We manufacture industrial equipment and robots.
Nous fabriquons des robots industriels. Le verbe to manufacture veut dire fabriquer, faire, construire, produire industriellement.
Good morning, Mr. Blake. Thank you for coming to our program.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Please tell our listeners a little about yourself and your company.
Well, I work for a Chinese company, International Robotics. Our head office is in Beijing, China.
What does your company manufacture?
We manufacture industrial equipment and robots.
What are the industrial robots used for?
They're used in the manufacturing process, for example, in car manufacturing and in production of computer parts.
Ensuite, Charles Blake va dire, My main responsibility is to export industrial robots to North America.
My main responsibility is to export the company's industrial robots to North America.
Export, le verbe exporter, à la différence de import, importer, c'est-à-dire quand on amène des produits dans le pays. Dans ce cas précis, c'est de la Chine vers l'Amérique du Nord que la compagnie de M. Blake exporte. I export industrial robots to North America. What are the robots used for? À quoi servent les robots? To be used for.
What are the industrial robots used for?
Littéralement, à quoi ces robots vont-ils être utilisés?
They're used in the manufacturing process. For example, in car manufacturing and in production of computer parts.
Car manufacturing. La fabrication de voitures. Computer parts. Des pièces détachées pour ordinateur.
What are your responsibilities at International Robotics?
My main responsibility is to export the company's industrial robots to North America.
I see. Do you spend most of your time in North America?
Not really. I work at the company's head office in Beijing, but I do spend a lot of time traveling.
Vous avez entendu, our head office is in Beijing. Notre siège est à Pékin. Head office, to head. Diriger. Head vient de tête. Être à la tête. To head.
Our head office is in Beijing, China.
Reprenons la dernière phrase.
But I do spend a lot of time traveling.
I spend a lot of time traveling. Littéralement, je passe beaucoup de temps à voyager. Je voyage beaucoup. To travel. Voyager. Time. Le temps. To spend time est une expression très courante aux États-Unis. How do you spend your time? Littéralement, comment passes-tu ton temps? Et vous, votre travail vous permet-il de voyager? Do you travel for your work?
My main responsibility is to export industrial robots.
I am responsible for exporting industrial robots.
I work at the company's head office.
I work at the company's main office.
Pour les questions qui ne sont pas conjuguées avec le verbe être, on se sert du verbe to do, faire. Par exemple, You work for International Robotics. Do you work for International Robotics? Does he work for International Robotics? She works for International Robotics. Does she work for International Robotics? Ou bien, it works, en parlant d'un objet mécanique. Does it work? Il faut bien sûr être à l'aise avec la conjugaison du verbe to do, faire, au présent. I do, you do, he does, she does, it does, we do, you do, they do. Essayons entre nous de poser une question avec « do ». En l'occurrence, une phrase que nous allons entendre tout de suite. « Mr. Blake works for International Robotics ». La question « Who does Mr. Blake work for ?»«
Who does Mr. Blake work for ?»
Pour qui travaille Monsieur Blake ?« He works at the company's head office ». Il travaille au siège de la compagnie. La question « Does he work at the company's head office ?»
Who does Mr. Blake work for? He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company. Is he responsible for the import or export of industrial robots? He is responsible for the export of industrial robots. Does he work at International Robotics head office?
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois.
Hey there, hello.
VOA Afrique vous présente Learning English, un programme entièrement en anglais, tous les soirs, pour vous aider à vous familiariser avec cette langue. Vous retrouverez dans ce programme la lecture posée, les phrases et le vocabulaire spécialement choisis pour faciliter la compréhension de l'anglais parlé. Et donc, rendez-vous sur VOA Afrique pour plus d'anglais avec Learning English à partir de 21h30 TU après English USA sur FM sur VOA Afrique. Nous allons entendre Martin Lerner qui parle avec sa famille au téléphone. Il sera question de différentes activités exprimées au présent ou au passé. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Essayons un peu le téléphone avant Martin. Tout d'abord, vous allez dire « Hello ». « Hello, how are you ?»« This is Michelle. » »« Hello, how are you ?»« This is Michelle. » C'est Michel. Vous vous présentez.
Hello?
Hello, Eileen.
Martin, hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Okay. What are you doing?
We're eating.
Can you talk now?
Oh, sure. Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm coming home on Thursday.
Wonderful. What are you doing?
I'm watching television.
Did you go to the baseball game?
I went to the baseball game on Sunday afternoon.
Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I talked to some players. It was very interesting. I recorded some players.
Are you writing your story?
I wrote it on Monday. May I speak to the children?
Of course. Just a minute. Alan, it's your father.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Alan. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing? What did you do on Sunday? Did you go to the movies?
No, we didn't go. I didn't have any money.
What did you do?
We watched television.
What did you do on Monday?
I worked.
Did you go swimming?
Yes, we went swimming in the evening.
Who went swimming?
I went with my friends.
Did Sue go swimming?
No, she didn't.
What did you do today?
I worked in the morning.
Do you like your work?
It's okay.
What are you doing now?
We're eating.
May I talk to Sue?
Sure. Sue, Dad wants to talk to you. Bye, Dad.
Goodbye. I'm coming home on Thursday.
Hello, Daddy.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Fine.
What are you doing?
We're eating.
What are you eating?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Let's see. Green beans.
That's all?
No. We have meat and potatoes. We had pizza last night.
And you were very happy.
Yes, I love pizza.
Les questions à propos d'une activité passée commencent en anglais par « did ». Tout comme pour le présent, on commence par « do ». « Do you speak English ?»« Did ». Écoutez bien les questions et les réponses.
« Did you go to the baseball game ?»«
Yes, I did. »«
Did you talk to the players ?»«
Yes, I did. »« Did you go to the movies ?»«
No, I didn't. »
Did you go swimming?
Yes, I did.
Pouvez-vous répondre à ces questions par oui, yes, I did, ou par non, no, I didn't? Essayez. Tout d'abord, movies, c'est le cinéma. Swimming, nager. Et work, bien sûr, le travail. Écoutez bien les questions et répondez aussi bien que possible par yes, I did, no, I didn't.
Did you go to the movies on Sunday? Did you go swimming? Did you work on Monday? Sue, may I speak to your mother?
Okay. Bye, Daddy.
Goodbye.
Hi.
What did you do on Monday?
I worked.
I went to the movies last night.
Did you go to the museum?
No, I didn't. Are you going to meet me at the airport on Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Téléphone. Le téléphone est très courant aux États-Unis. Les gens ne peuvent plus rien faire sans téléphone. Hello. How are you? This is Michelle. Répétez après moi en utilisant votre propre nom. This is Michelle. How is your mother? How is your father? How is your family? How are your children? Ou, si vous voulez parler à une personne en particulier, may I speak to your mother? May I speak to your father? May I speak to John? May I speak to Sue? Pourrais-je parler à cette personne? May I speak to John? Autre question typique, si vous êtes en train d'appeler une famille ou une personne que vous connaissez très bien et vous êtes loin de chez vous, vous voulez savoir ce qu'ils font. What are you doing? What are you doing? Réponse possible. I'm eating. Je mange. I'm reading. Je lis. I'm watching television. Je regarde la télévision. I'm writing a story.
J'écris une histoire.
What are you doing?
I'm eating.
I'm reading.
I'm watching television.
I'm writing a story.
Question au passé.
À propos d'activité.
Did you go to the game?
Est-ce que vous êtes allé voir le match?
Did you go to the game?
Did you go to the movies?
Êtes-vous allé au cinéma?
Did you go to the movies?
Did you go to work on Monday?
Êtes-vous allé au travail lundi?
Did you go to work on Monday?
I'm writing a story.
Nous allons retrouver Martin Lerner au téléphone, on the phone. Il parle avec ses parents, il leur dit ce qu'il a fait à Boston et il leur demande ce qu'ils ont fait chez eux. Promenons-nous dans le temps. Pensez simplement pour le passé à hier, pour le présent à aujourd'hui et pour le futur à demain. Hier.
I worked in the garden.
I worked in the garden. J'ai travaillé dans le jardin. Ça, c'est pour hier.
I worked in the garden.
Aujourd'hui.
I'm working in the garden.
Demain.
I'm going to work in the garden.
Hello.
Hello, Mother.
Martin, this is a nice surprise.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How is Father?
He's fine.
Is he there?
Yes. How is Eileen?
She's fine.
How are the children?
They're fine.
May I talk to them?
No, I'm not at home.
Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm writing a story about baseball.
That's very nice. Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I did.
Pouvez-vous répondre à ces questions au passé? Encore la même chose.
No, I didn't.
Yes, I did. Écoutez bien ces questions.
Did you watch television?
Est-ce que vous avez regardé la télévision?
Did you see the game?
Est-ce que vous avez vu le match?
Did you buy clothes?
Est-ce que vous avez acheté des habits?
Did you see your family?
Est-ce que vous avez vu votre famille?
Did you go to the movies?
Est-ce que vous avez été au cinéma? Vous avez entendu quelques conversations au téléphone. Vous avez entendu des réponses au présent et au passé. Nous continuerons à nous familiariser avec ces verbes au temps passé. À la prochaine fois.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have a special guest with me today. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Pascaline Mamoko.
Pascaline Mamoko, you are welcome to Anglais Télé. You can find us on Facebook. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur Facebook Anglais Télé. And we're going to start with an introduction in a business setting, such as is the case for you, Pascaline, because you have just joined French to Africa, VOA. And so we're going to discuss with Pascaline, and you guys will be able to listen, and you will discover what it's like to enter a business setting and introduce yourself. And you will discover some vocabulary, and we're going to have some fun with this, right?
Yes.
Okay, she says yes. All right, so Pascaline, you have just joined our team, and that's a term that people use even on a professional level, a team. And we are going to greet you. So he's saying, hello. Michelle, we are bringing on this person, bringing on onto the team to bring on, ramener dans l'équipe.
Hello, my name is Pascaline. I'm a new employee. Okay. That's my first day today.
Okay, Pascaline, you're new. Nice to have you here. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you.
Okay. So, where are you coming from?
I'm originally from Central African Republic.
Okay.
And,
do you live in the States?
Yes. I live in D.C. I've been here for 7 years already.
Okay. Yeah. So she has been here for 7 years. You have been living in the United States, Washington, D.C.
Yes. I've been living here for 7 years.
Okay. Already. So where have you been? Why hasn't she been here before? But we're very happy to have you.
Thank you.
Okay. So, do you have a business card?
Yes, I do have my business card right there.
Okay, let me see. Thank you. Oh, okay. So this is, you have an email address. Okay. Thank you. I see your name. And what is your background? That's another typical question that people say. Oh, what's your background?
Okay, since I come in the U.S., I'm attending school. I'm a senior student at Strayer University.
Okay.
I'm actually thinking of a bachelor's degree in marketing.
Okay, so slow down. That's great. Thank you. She's a senior student at Strayer University, and she is doing a degree in marketing.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you excited about joining VOA?
I'm very excited because I think this is a main door. I feel at home here, and since it's just my first day, but I like it already. I met new people, and I feel that I can.
This is very exciting. It's her first day. She already feels at home, very comfortable, right?
Yes.
Elle est à l'aise, elle est confortable. And yes, it's the opening of a new career for you, along with your studies, of course.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. So she has given me her business card, and I'm going to give her my business card as well. There you go. And you can look at it and maybe share the information.
I see the name on the card, Michelle Joseph.
Okay, she has the name. So on the business card, usually you see the name.
I see the title.
Right, the title or the occupation.
The occupation.
Okay.
And the name of the company, the address, your office phone number, cell phone, even email address.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
So basically on these business cards, you try to put as much information as needed for the person getting the business card. So you have, so are you satisfied with the information?
Yes, so far I'm satisfied since I have the full information.
Okay, great. So what did you notice about the information in a business setting? What did you notice?
I'm just amazed that you even have your picture on it.
Okay.
And it gives all information that I need. Just
there's even a logo, right?
Yeah, the logo of the company is on it, and any information that I need to is in case I want to get in touch with you.
Right. So it's really a business intent. There is no personal information on the card as such, right?
No.
You don't see Mrs. or Miss, or you don't see any of that. So, you know, for women in particular, you want to remain neutral. If you want to say Ms., M-S, that's okay. That's professional. Or if you're a doctor, you can put DR or a PhD. But usually people don't put personal information on the business card, that is. Okay, so we're going to end this little meeting with our closing team, and we'll be back because we're doing several little meetings with you today.